Good morning, people of God. Morning. Welcome this morning as we come together and we celebrate in this time of worship together. In our preparation during this Advent season, we start our worship today. Well, hold it. How are you? All right. Got to check things out first, you know. So, one of the ways that we prepare ourselves and as we walk the Lenten journey is the lighting of the Advent wreath. We'll do that this time. Is Isaac in? Just
listen to the prophet Isaiah. A shoot shall come out of the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of the wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of the counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins.
The wolf shall live with the lamb.
The leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and the little child shall be there. The cow and the bear shall graze. Their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the ass, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the other's head.
They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. On that day the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nations shall inquire him, and his dwelling shall be glorious.
Advent is about peace, and we do so long for peace. We live in a world of chaos and discord. The trademark of our times is violence. In a nation awash in guns, we continue to raise our children on myths of machoism. Our movie heroes are tough-talking, gun-wielding muscle men. Our streets are dangerous. Our civil dialogue has given away to abuse rhetoric. And a routine trip through a busy intersection is often enough to give us a glimpse of at least one other driver's middle finger. In all of it, we do long for peace. The state of our minds often mirrors the state of our world. We juggle hyperactive schedules, fragmented families, hypertensive pressures. We worry about our children. We agonize over how to care for our parents, and no job seems secure. Our choices of antacid are outnumbered only by our spiritual options. We grasp for gurus and we scan self-help books in serial confusion. Stress is the name of our days, and we do so long for peace.
Surely the peace of our world starts with the peace of a heart. We are reminded that there is peace of God which passes all understanding at the core of each of us. If we will only listen, there is still a small voice which can calm our fears, quiet our lives, and dispel our desperation. At the heart of each of us, if we only seek it, there's a spirit that rests in the grace of God. An assurance at the center of our lives can tame the chaos at the edges. That spirit of God is also the hope of our world. Peace can come only when we understand each other. Knowing that God's spirit makes us truly one, in the eyes of even a murderer, I can see my own anger in the face of a terrorist. I can see my own desperation in the breast of my enemy. I can feel my own fear. Peace is possible because we share that one spirit that rests in the presence of God.
Not one of us is a stranger to the other. Every passion or malice that might separate us, I can find and recognize in my own heart. And so our differences lose their force. We are one with each other and one with God. And that is a peace beyond the power of any stress or violence that can assault us. As we await the bringer of peace, the peace of God is already with us.
Please read responsibly. Let us pray. Prepare the way. The promise is come.
The lion shall dwell with the lamb.
Prepare the way. The old with the young.
The traveler to stand.
Prepare the way. Make the path straight.
The earth shall play over deep mountains.
Prepare the way. Break down the walls of hate.
Invite you to stand as you're able. We begin here at the baptismal font because here we are reminded of who we are and to whom we belong. We begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another, and I invite us to take a moment for our own self-examination and reflection at this time. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, has given his and loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. You may be seated. God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Peace in the world.
Let us pray. Stir up our hearts, Lord God, to prepare the way of your only Son. By his coming, give to all the people of the world knowledge of your salvation. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
First reading comes from Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. See, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Indeed, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the days of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the descendants of Levi, and refine them like gold and silver, until they present offerings to the Lord in righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord, as in the days of old, and as in former years. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Read responsibly Psalm from Luke, chapter 1. Blessed are you, Lord, the God of Israel. You have come to your people and set them free. You have raised us up for a mighty Savior, born of the house of your servant David. Through your holy prophets, you promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears, and to remember your holy covenant. This was the oath you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship without fear, holy and righteous before you all the days of our life. And your child shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way, to give God's people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness, in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. The second reading is from Philippians chapter 1, verse 3 through 11. I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you, because of your sharing in the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that one who began good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to think this way about all of you, because you hold me in your heart, for all of you share in God's grace with me, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how long for all of you will be the compassion of Jesus Christ. And this is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight to help you to determine what is best, so that in the day of Christ you may be pure and blameless, having produced the harvest of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, for the glory and praise of our God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the third chapter. In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonius, and Licinius ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of the God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Christ.
May be seated. Invite the kids to come up here at this time.
Good morning. Come on up.
I know there's some out there.
There are. I know they are.
Yeah.
Good morning. There's one.
We got some more.
Hey, guys. Hi. Welcome. So, we heard about John the Baptist. What do you think John the Baptist was like? He was proclaiming that Jesus was coming. And nobody at that time had any idea what Jesus meant. Right? They didn't know what to expect. What do you think somebody who's proclaiming that Jesus is coming, what do you think they've got to look like? No ideas at all? What do you think? Do you think maybe it has to look like a pastor or a priest? No? Doesn't have to? What do you think, Sophie? What do you think they might look like?
Regular person.
Like a regular person? Yeah, you think maybe like a regular person too? Mm-hmm. No? What does Natalie think? What should they look like? Or what kind of person should they be?
I don't know.
No? Well, here's the deal. John the Baptist wasn't a pastor or a priest, but he wasn't quite a normal guy either. And I brought this story Bible because I love the way they've made him look in this book. I just love it. Okay. So the first page, I'll hold them up. The first page says, God sent a messenger to get people ready for Jesus. Was it a priest in the temple? No. It was a man called John the Baptist who lived in the wilderness. Get a load of these. What do you think? Does that look like any normal guy to you?
No.
Not really. It said John was a surprising messenger. He wore scratchy camel hair clothes. He ate crunchy locusts and sweet honey. John told people how to get ready for Jesus. Confess your sins, he preached. Change your ways. John would wade out into the water of the Jordan River, and the people followed. One by one, John baptized each person in the river. I baptize you with water, John told them, but Jesus will come and baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Get a load of that guy. Seriously. I don't know if anybody back there can see it, but I'll have it available. These pictures are incredibly funny. What do you think? If that guy came and talked to you about a guy named Jesus coming, would you listen to him?
Yes.
You think so? Yeah? Do you think that means that anybody else can also talk about Jesus?
Yes.
And tell everybody else about Jesus coming again?
Yes.
Yeah. Does that mean you can tell about Jesus? How about Maisie? Do you think you can tell about Jesus? Natalie, too? You think you can? Heck yeah. Because it doesn't matter who we are. We can all talk about Jesus and tell other people about him and what he does for us. Sounds great. Should we go head back? Let's go head back for today, thinking all the ways that we can share Jesus with others. And I'll have this book later if anybody wants to look.
Can I see it?
Yeah.
I just want to see.
They're fantastic.
That's really cool.
I think so, too.
You think it's cool,
I like
too?
This one.
You like that one?
Yeah.
Would you please pray with me?
Yeah.
Gracious and loving God, we give you thanks that you come to us and you help to prepare our hearts. You help us to prepare for your coming again. We give you thanks for your word and how that moves and creates and lives. Now may the words of my mouth and the thoughts and meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our Redeemer. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, how are your preparations coming at home? You got all the decorations up? Nope. Some are up, some are not up. Now, I'm seeing both. Yes, Sophie, what? Are some of them up? You got them all up. Now, I'm just curious. What are some of the traditions in your homes as far as when do you decorate? What do you decorate? What do you do? I'm just curious. Yell it out at me.
First weekend in November.
Man, you are a zealous person. Yes, Jesse. After Thanksgiving. So does that mean everything goes up, or does everything pretty much goes up?
Yes.
Pretty much? The nativity set first? Now I have to ask you this. How many of you, if you put up a nativity, is Jesus already there? Maybe you can't take Jesus. Do any of you have one that has Jesus Jesus is a separate piece? You do? Do you put Jesus in the manger right away? Take him out. He's not there yet. He's not there yet. Okay. So we get the manger sets, trees. Let me ask you this. When you decorate your trees, do you do it all in one shot? Or is it kind of a process over a period of weeks? Huh? All in one shot? Okay. What are some other things that you do?
Single candle in the windows.
Many windows. Okay. What else? What?
Christmas wreath?
Christmas on the door, on your entryway? Okay. Okay. Now I have to ask you this. How many of you have more ornaments than you could possibly put on your tree? So what are you going to do with them? Give them to your children? Are you saying... You brought them to the sale. That's right. You know, what's interesting is that over time, you know, you collect and you accumulate different things, stuff. How many have a lot of stuff? Accumulate stuff. We have stuff. And at least in our house, you know, we have well, let's just talk about decorations. I mean, we have things that we've collected over the years, and they all have a meaning of some sort to us, but there's no way that we can put them on the tree, because there wouldn't be a need to have a tree. We just put decorations up on whatever.
Get more trees.
That is an option. We can get more. Is an option. But anyway, you know, so in other words, there's some things that we just kind of put back in the plastic tub and stick it back in the closet. You know? How many have got tubs like that at home? Yeah, okay, we all got tubs like that at home. So, you know, this is a time where we are preparing for Christmas. We do those things which are a part of our traditions within our families as we decorate. That's all part of our preparation. How many of you probably have shopping lists? Although I find that as my kids are no longer in the house, my shopping lists have really changed a lot. However, as a grandpa, it's changing even more. So, but you know, Lori's a great list person. And every morning there is a list of things on our kitchen counter with like a little bullet by it, you know, that type of thing. And we have to, as each one is accomplished, we cross it out.
How many have those types of lists? How many live by those types of lists? How many hate those types of lists? No, not really. So we do all these things to prepare our homes and our families for the season. It even might be stressful. But we all find some way to get things done. We also know how to prepare for birthdays and anniversary celebrations, don't we? I bet you we even know how to prepare for Super Bowl Sundays. I'm a little, I don't have the great joy of that personally in my life. I know that you Packer fans have had a little example, but you know, I yearn for the day. It's part of my preparation. I'm a Viking fan, okay? You got to figure it. Yeah. I just want to make clear for anybody who doesn't know what I'm talking about. No, anyway. The challenge that we have as Christians is how do we prepare for the return of Jesus? How do we prepare our hearts and minds? Today we're going to do that by focusing on John the Baptist and his ministry. You know, at a specific time in history, the Word of God came to John in the wilderness. John was called at a specific time for a specific purpose. In response to the Word of God, John began his ministry of preaching baptism, repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Now the thing is, we, like John, have also been called. One of the most important elements in our preparation is to understand that each of us has a call from God. We are here at a particular time and a place to accomplish a specific ministry. Being prepared is going about our daily lives accomplishing that ministry to which we have been called. Now, as your pastor, I'm not able to tell you what your specific ministry is. However, one of the things I do is I watch, observe people, and try to identify gifts and that, and hopefully along the way help encourage you to use those gifts as part of your calling. But really, that calling is between you and God. My hunch, though, is I can tell you that most likely your ministry will include the people that you come in contact with on a daily basis. Your family, your friends, your neighbors, your co-workers. You may also be called to establish other types of relationships. And I got to thinking about the relationships that are being established with the kids and the volunteers for the spot on Wednesdays. Perhaps it's Meals on Wheels. Perhaps it's our visitation ministry or other volunteer opportunities. You have a calling. Now, John proclaimed to the people a message that encouraged them to repent and be baptized. You know, the person has to make a change in order to be prepared for the return of Jesus, in order to fulfill your calling. You know, a really reality that we all deal with, probably on a daily basis, is dealing with our dark side. There are parts of us that we are not at all comfortable with, and that we do not want anyone else to know about. Because we fear that if anyone discovers this side of us, they would turn and run away in fear. Yet we cannot ignore that side in us. If we do, it will come to light in probably the most inappropriate times. Rather, we need to comfort, confront it, and acknowledge it, repent, turn away from it, and receive God's forgiveness. I don't know if you noticed this. At the beginning today, and I've done this a few times, but I began our confession and forgiveness right here at the baptismal font. Does anybody remember what I said? Well, I said, we begin here at the baptismal font, for it's here. Does anybody remember what I said? What? Whose we are. Who we are and whose we are. That's where we begin and we remember. And that invites us to confess and to open ourselves up in confidence. As the Holy Spirit moves in our lives and makes us aware of those things that we need to let go of, the necessity of us to repent, confess, turn away from those things, and receive that forgiveness of God is all the more important so that we might follow our calling. Now, each of us are called. John was called to preach. Now, a few of us have that call. You know, when I was in high school, even in early college, to think that I would be up here speaking to a group of people would be just totally, I wouldn't conceive it. Can you believe if I told you that I was deathly afraid at that time to get up and talk to people? Can you believe that? Jeremy, see, he believes me. I was couldn't put words together. Didn't feel like I could express myself. So what happened? You get nudged different ways. We discover how God can use us and change us and allow us to move forward. Most of us are witnesses in our relationship with others. Our witnesses include listening to others and to share the journey with others. Witnessing in relationships include loving others, supporting and encouraging them in their daily lives. It involves being involved and engaged in the lives of others. So as we witness, we prepare our hearts for Jesus' return, and we help others prepare their hearts for His return too. Preparing for Jesus begins with self-examination. That's another thing. I don't know if you know, have you noticed I add that in to the confession? Take a moment for self-examination and reflection. Preparing for Jesus' return begins with self-examination, but it doesn't stop there. Preparation includes living out our calling and sharing with others the good news of Jesus' death and resurrection. That's the stuff we need to hang on the tree to let others see. Amen. Thank you. righteous, stand as you're able to profess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again, living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. As we await the coming of Christ, we pray in hope for the church, the world, and all of creation. Prepare your church to share the good news, life-giving God. Put your word within us and dwell among us. Send us out to proclaim the mercy and salvation that abides in you. Hear us, O God. Protect the creation, life-giving God. Sustain the mountains and hills. Restore the rivers. Give wisdom and compassion to care for wilderness areas and urban ecosystems. Move us to care for your creation in all its forms and richness. Hear us, O God. Purify the hearts of all people, life-giving God. Remove the hate that lives within us and among us. Mold us into peacemakers. Raise up leaders rooted in your love and fed by your word. Hear us, O God. Comfort all who hurt, life-giving God. Wrap them in your tender care. Remember the forgotten and send us out to share your love with them. Be with the wandering, the worried, and the woeful. Especially today we remember Tom, Lisa, Kelly, Sue, Gary, Don, Ann, Kathy, Marv, Gordy and Carolyn, Lexan, Christy, Mikkel, Sean, Ann, Libby, Owen, Sam, and all those that we name in our hearts. Hear us, O God. Bless this congregation, life-giving God. Give strength and joy to worship leaders, musicians, and altar guild as they prepare the way for the celebration of Christ's child coming among us. Hear us, O God. We remember the generations who have shown us faithfulness, life-giving God. Shine your light on those who mourn and prepare us for what that day when we will see you face to face. Hear us, O God. Confident that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us, we bring to you these prayers and those unspoken. In the name of Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Peace of Christ be with you. Let's share that peace with one another. That's peace. I was talking to Dale before. We'll receive our offering at this time. Thank you. Let us pray. God of abundance, we bring before you the precious fruits of your creation, and with them our very lives. Teach us patience and hope as we care for all those in need, until the coming of your Son, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so with all the choirs of angels and the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. In which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body. It's given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And when the meal had ended, he took the cup. He gave thanks and gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. It's shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. Come to the banquet. It's all prepared for you. So Jesus is the host, so come and eat. invite you to stand as you're able. Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in his grace and his peace. Amen. Let us pray. God, for whom we wait, in this meal you give us a foretaste of that day when the hungry will be fed with good things. Now send us forth to make known your deeds and to proclaim the greatness of your name. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. We sing our closing song, Prepare the Royal Highway. You can stay standing on this one.